hearing is scheduled next week in a Pittsfield courtroom over the Berkshire Museum's plan to sell off 40 pieces of art in order to fund renovations and boost its endowment. Two of the works were donated by the late Norman Rockwell when he lived in the Berkshires decades ago. Two lawsuits, one involving some of Rockwell's children, have been filed to stop the auction. But museum officials say it needs the money to survive. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
The Berkshire Museum here in downtown Pittsfield, well, it's been here a long time, since 1903. Its dozen arched windows look out on a busy South Street on this rainy fall afternoon, and Wally the Stegosaurus stands guard in the front yard. This place could be getting a massive overhaul if the people who run it get their way, some $40 million worth of renovations. The plan's been a controversial one, and it all started back in July.
The board and staff of the Berkshire Museum, after more than 2 years of extensive planning, have created a bold new vision for this beloved community treasure as an interdisciplinary museum focused on science, history, and the arts.
The so-called new vision was spelled out in a promotional video. It calls for more high-tech and hands-on exhibits along with renovations to the building. Officials say the current business model isn't working. They've carried a deficit of about $1 million over the last decade, and corporate giving has declined with major businesses like General Electric leaving Pittsfield. So they hope auctioning off the art will raise somewhere around $50 million. With the two Rockwell paintings headlining the sale. Attorney Jim Lammy thinks the plan is nonsense.
What is it, 18th century map of Berkshire County?
In his Great Barrington office, Lammy shows off that old map, one of many pieces of art hanging on the walls.
And I like it because it reminds me that we're all sort of tucked in together here. This isn't just about a museum in Pittsfield, this is about a museum that provides interesting things, art, for kids in Lee, and for children in Sheffield, and for children in Williamstown.
Lammy, who is a member of the museum, has joined with three of Norman Rockwell's sons to sue the museum, trying to halt the sale. The first pieces of work, including both Rockwell paintings, are scheduled for auction November 13th. The lawsuit claims the famed artist gave the paintings to the museum to be part of its permanent collection. Lammy says the museum's actions are unlawful and unethical.
We want to keep the art from being in Dubai or Japan or someone's private home in Manhattan. We want the art on display the way it was intended to have been shown.
There's been plenty of other opposition and scrutiny, too. State Attorney General Maura Healey's office is conducting its own probe into the proposed sale. An activist group has been holding protests in Pittsfield. The Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency that helps to fund nonprofits, including the Berkshire Museum, sharply criticized the proposal. And national museum groups have come out against it, too. Lori Fogarty is president of the Association of Art Museum Directors.
If museums began to, you know, essentially use their collections as financial assets, that would erode the confidence of collectors and donors in giving artworks to museums.
Fogarty says widely held professional standards permit museums to sell art just for one specific purpose.
That the proceeds from the sale will only be used for future acquisitions to the collection.
And not to fund renovations or build an endowment, as the Berkshire Museum has proposed. The museum does have its supporters. The Berkshire Eagle reports Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer and State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier both support the museum's plans. State Senator Adam Hines, he appeared in the promotional video touting the changes. And despite the loud backlash, the museum is not backing down. Elizabeth McGraw is president of its board.
I believe that the museum has the right to go forward, and we feel that the legal action is kind of factually and legally flawed. So we're confident that we'll be able to continue moving forward with our new plans and new vision.
McGraw says she isn't surprised by the opposition to the sale, but
we're surprised at their anger and nastiness, but we're all trying to listen to everyone's side, and unfortunately they've been a little louder, and we haven't really been able to get our message out as
effectively.
Public relations was also a problem for a time at another museum that sold some of its art, the Delaware Art Museum in Wilmington. Despite sanctions from industry groups, officials there decided in 2014 and 2015 to try and pay off an almost $20 million debt. Reporter Shirley Min of WHYY Radio in Philadelphia covered the story.
You know, there were critics who said that there still could have been more that the board could have done or could have sought out, but they were saying that the decision to sell four works of art was really a last resort.
It's not clear how successful the Wilmington sale actually was. That's because the museum sold some of the works, including pieces by Andrew Wyeth and Winslow Homer, privately and never disclosed the prices. But Min says the museum did announce it managed to retire its debt.
While the public might not have supported their sales of the works of art, they supported Delaware having its own art museum. And so even though they might not have been pleased with the decision initially, it was never going to get in the way of the community coming to rally around the museum to keep it here.
And officials at the Berkshire Museum are hoping for a similar outcome in Pittsfield with their new vision. But before anything can hit the auction block, they need to win in court. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.